Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Bugging Andy. Now, get ready to sound off.
There is a good chance Ed is still talking about that ice.
Ed? Still going.
Yeah, he's still going. We have a lot to talk about tonight. Let's get right to it. Hey, by the way,
what time is it?
This is fantastic.
There was a football game on tonight too.
Chiefs and Steelers just want to get back in those locker rooms. The weather pretty miserable in Kansas City. You can sound off now at 515-282-9010. Among the hot topics tonight, the incomparable Aaron Rodgers and the Packers knock out number one seed Dallas.
Wow, it's one and done for the Cowboys as the Pack advances to Atlanta. 515-282-9010 to sound off on that or anything else.
Hawkeye basketball fans knew they'd need a seatbelt this season. When you start four freshmen, it's bound to be a bumpy ride, and that's why Iowa can upset Purdue Thursday and then lose to Northwestern by 35 Sunday. No NCAA expectations this season, so fans, have fun. Different story with the Cyclones. When you start in the top 25 and start five seniors, the time is now. ISU looked great at Oklahoma State and looked lost at TCU. Every time I think I have this team figured out, I'm humbled. Iowa State extended Jamie Pollard's contract into 2024. That's a no-brainer. Pollard gets an A in the three F's of growth: fundraising, facilities, and fans. NBA Commissioner David Silver says he's looking at shortening games because of millennials' short attention spans.
What?
Here's a better idea. Limit the number and length of timeouts. It's brutal. There are people easily brushed aside when they say they never let their kids play football. Bo Jackson is not one of those people. I mean, he's Bo Jackson. I'm not with Bo, not yet, but that is another attention getter. Not only does LA not want the Chargers, fans don't want that stupid new logo either. Critics hit the Dodgers logo in italics so hard the Chargers already dropped it. Drake's D-plus campaign thought that logo was a bad idea. And as we've established, it's a bad weather night in Iowa. I cannot imagine being in a tent outside Hilton Coliseum, but many Iowa State students are. I'd light a candle for them, but don't want any safety hazards, so we'll just wish them warm thoughts and front row seats.
It is going to be chilly tonight in Ames in those tents. Keith, John Wooden is widely considered the greatest college basketball coach of all time. No argument. His midseason player of the year list, well, that deserves some arguing. Peter Jok deserves to be on the list. He's averaging 23 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists per game, 7th in the country in scoring. Now, before all the social media crazies start sending me messages, yes, I understand Jok had a bad game tonight at Northwestern, but one game doesn't change my view. In fact, tonight's game may strengthen my point. We just saw what happens to Iowa when Jok has an off night. Game over. No other player in the Big Ten carries the load like Jok. Wisconsin has two players on the list, Nigel Hayes and Ethan Happ. Good players. Numbers not close to Jok, but they're winning, so they're on the list. Again, Jok stunk tonight, but he deserves to be on the list. Monte Morris deserves to be on the Wooden list, and he is. Morris also had an off game against TCU, but his assist to turnover ratio in the Big 12 continues to blow me away. 30 assists, 1 turnover in conference play. That's just crazy.
That is crazy. He was so good against Oklahoma State, mm-hmm. and then he had a below-average game at TCU.
Yeah, sometimes Monte struggles with the scoring part. He just could not get that shot going against TCU. But, man, those assist to turnover numbers, crazy.
Let's get it going with Kevin and Carol, NFL playoffs. And, Kevin, one of the things we're seeing in the playoffs, something we talked about this week on the Murph and Andy show quite a bit, and that is the team with the best quarterback usually wins the playoff game. And I think in these playoffs, that's happened in every game. The team with the better quarterback keeps winning.
Oh, yeah. Aaron Rodgers is a bad man. And the way he's playing, the way he can throw on the run, what can you do? There's not much. Hats off to the Cowboys, but Aaron Rodgers is just a better quarterback.
Yeah, Dak Prescott played well today, but that
throw...
Yeah,
he was not the problem.
Yeah, he wasn't the problem. The defense was the problem. But that throw on third and 20, John, he might be the only quarterback in the NFL that can make that throw, and then Crosby with the clutch kicks.
And the reason is because he can scramble. The way he scrambles out of the pocket and can throw on the run on a dime, 36 yards to pinpoint that pass, that's one of the best throws of the season right there.
How about that fake right there? Derek and Ames, Packers win. What did you think?
You know, it was a great game, honestly, the best game you could expect from it. But Aaron Rodgers, he's not a human being. He is something else. That throw, a lot of people give credit to the throw, but the catch was also unbelievable. I mean, he got both feet in like no other. Someone was talking about the weather earlier, too. It's really icy out there. I mean, I was going to get food, and I slipped on it. But, no, back to the game. Dak had a good game. Zeke had a good game, but the Packers just outplayed them.
They did. It was a great game.
It'll be a fun one next week. Packers and Falcons.
I can't wait.
I think the Falcons are a little underrated. People are kind of brushing them aside.
They're a sleeper. They're a sleeper in these playoffs. I guarantee it. Yeah. I feel like they're gonna surprise some people, 100%.
Yeah, probably have the
– Their offense can score, the Falcons.
The MVP. And I think, John, it's the helmets. I think it's the uniforms. I think it's the logo. It's just the Falcons. So we're not giving them –
Well,
when
was the last time they were good? When Tim Dwight was running back that kickoff in the Super Bowl? I mean, it's been a while since the Falcons have had a team like this. But, man, they can score. I think it's going to be a great game next week.
Jack is in Ames. Hello, Jack.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I wanted to switch things over to Iowa State basketball.
All right.
Right. I was wondering if you guys could tell me what you thought about the way Iowa State has been playing in, you know, the last minute or so in tight games. What do you think is the solution to their problems?
Let me say this first off. The last minute of yesterday's game was one of the worst minutes I've seen from Iowa State. I mean, what were they, down like 3, and then all of a sudden within a minute they're down 10. Like, it was just crazy. They got to get the rotation fixed, too, because I think there were some odd substitutions in there. Donovan Jackson probably should have been playing a little more in the second half because he was filling it up in the first half. He came in way too late in the second half. And when you have Monte Morris and Deontay Burton struggle 5 of 24 shooting for only 14 points, you need other guys to step up. And right now they're limited in depth.
Yeah, you're right, though. There were some curious substitution decisions in that game. It is time for Lookalikes with a local connection. Old Spice directs the show. He also judges. It's a big responsibility. And Chad in Altoona says Channel 13's Ben Oldeck looks like the elf on a shelf. Old Spice?
He's got the rosy cheeks too. See that?
Mandy Allen on Sound Off Nation says Iowa State's Monte Morris, just talked about him, looks like a skinnier version of NBA great LeBron James. Old Spice.
That's pretty good right there.
Better than I thought it would be. That is pretty good.
All right, guys. Sometimes good news is worth waiting for, but sometimes, man, that wait is so long it becomes bad news. I'll bring you the good and the bad next in What's Buggin' Andy.
Oh, that was our first Elf on a Shelf reference. Follow us on Twitter at SoundOff13. Brian writes, if you couldn't find the ISU game on TV or you forgot Iowa was even playing, do these games actually count?
I'm with Brian on this. I think they just wipe them out. They do not count this weekend. Scott writes, the wonderful yet frustrating world of college basketball in Iowa. But with the Hawks, ups and downs have to be expected.
I am looking forward to What's Bugging Andy.
Me too. He says it's about football.
All right, guys, who's ready to talk some soccer? All right, well, I'll keep it short, okay? FIFA made a huge announcement last week. And by huge, I mean it made it onto the ticker that runs along the bottom of the screen. FIFA announced it would expand the World Cup from 32 to 48 teams beginning in 2026. 2026? What are we talking, Halley's Comet or something? Is that a year or an address? I can't be sure. I thought I was having a tough time getting used to 2017. 2026? That's like forever from now. I mean, I could have a couple of fake knees by then. Don't tell me it's something that's going to happen in 2026. I can't even picture that. That's like the latter half of next decade. That's like 9 iPhones from now. I mean, there'll be a Jethro's barbecue on the dark side of the moon by then. Look, I am all for giving people something to look forward to, but you couldn't look that far ahead if you strapped the Hubble telescope to the top of the principal building. I don't even want to try to picture that. That's like when the boss at work tells you, oh, no, the new computers are in the budget for the fourth quarter of 2018. You know what? Just let me know the day the boxes actually arrive, all right? I mean, just how desperate is FIFA these days to come up with a shred of good news? The bad news is the next two World Cups are hosted by two of the most morally bankrupt countries on the face of the earth. But then, oh, we're going to show you how much we care in 2026 when half of you are dead. Well, who knows? Maybe by 2026, soccer will be a much bigger deal here in America. Maybe FIFA will have worked out all of its personal problems and will be on the straight and narrow, or heck, maybe I actually will get to watch that World Cup from the Jethro's on the moon. After all, this is 2026, and I'll believe in just about anything. Maybe that's the point. I'm Andy Fales, and that's what's bugging me.
And Jethro's does sound good about now. Adrian Claiborne, number 99 here, John.
Yeah,
he tore his biceps. He is out for the rest of the season. Other Hawkeyes play on, and they're part of Who's in Your Five, plus more live phone calls, 282-9010. Next,
ouch.
Live on Sound Off. I think I hear Ed still talking about the ice.
Yeah, he's still going.
Like us on Facebook, it's Sound Off Nation. In regard to the Iowa State loss to TCU, Frank writes, we need a true lineup with some size, a big man who works the middle with some size and muscle.
No one's going to disagree with that.
Who's in your five? Top five Hawkeyes currently in the NFL.
Number five, Jonathan Babineau, 12-year vet, still getting it done on the D-line for the Falcons. Number four, Brandon Scherff, only been in the league 2 years, but already a Pro Bowler. Huge future with the Redskins. Number three, Chad Greenway. This was likely his last season in Minnesota. 11 years in the NFL, two-time Pro Bowler.
Good guy, too.
Really good guy. Number two, Mike Daniels. Just a beast on the D-line. Ranked as a top 100 player in the league. A run stuffer for the Packers. Signed a $40 million contract last year. Marshall Yanda, number one. Ravens guard, six-time Pro Bowler. Two-time All-Pro, Super Bowl champ, widely regarded as the best lineman, overall lineman in the entire league.
Back to your live calls. We're getting going with Chris in Waukee. Chris, Cowboys are one and done, and they're the number one seed. What do you think?
Well, I thought from the very beginning that they were overrated. I believe it was week 13 that I was sitting down with my friend who goes by the name of Taco, and we added up their opponent's win percentage, and it was a measly 40%. They played two teams that have made the playoffs, one being the Steelers and the other one being the Packers.
It's a good stat there.
That is a
good stat. I thought the rookies played well. The coaches didn't have the best game for the Cowboys, and the Packers had the best player on the field.
And I think they had some miscues, some penalties on defense that killed them. Let's face it, Aaron Rodgers. Packers had Aaron Rodgers. That was the difference.
Aaron Rodgers. Sam is in West Des Moines. Sam, what do you make of the Packers win?
Hey, how you guys doing? First off, I want to welcome back Andy. I love seeing Andy over John Sears, but hey, just want to say Yeah, Green Bay is going all the way. They are absolutely going to run the table, and we are going to run through the Atlanta Falcons in Atlanta, and we are absolutely going to run through the New England Patriots. Thank you for what you guys do. I love you guys. I love your show. I love Sound Off. And go, Pat, go. And I was Sam from Ames when I used to call when you guys used to hang me up earlier. You guys used to hang up on me earlier because I was always too drunk when I called in. Hey, go, Pat, go.
Okay. Well, you're certainly sober tonight, and we appreciate the call. And Andy?
Yeah.
What did you think about moving back in for Sears? Because I mean, a lot of people missed you.
I thought it was a good move, and that Sears guy was just rubbing people the wrong way.
Yeah, and
he needed to get off the
television. Well, he looks like Beaker.
Yeah, I mean, he looks like a lot of weird things, so he needed to get off the television screen. But I'm glad to be back.
Yeah, no,
I'm glad to be back.
Good to have you back,
yeah.
Andy. Clemson and Alabama play an instant classic, but was it the best? Andy and I face off. Plus your final takes at 515-282-9010. Look at that, Andy. Cheeser just called.
Who's he?
Yeah, the cheese. The cheese is on hold. Sound off at WHOTV.com. I wonder who is going to teach Coach Ferentz's son the 6 plays he can run. Probably the same person who taught the last 2 coordinators. We better hope this works out, because who is going to fire Kirk's son? That is from Shirley.
A little rough, man. Time to bounce around some more topics. We call it face-off. Clemson and Alabama treated us to an instant classic in the national championship game. Touchdown in the final seconds to win.
Awesome.
21 points against the Bama defense in the fourth quarter. Tigers earned it. Where would you rank this game?
Maybe second. I can't put it ahead of Texas USC in the Rose Bowl, but it's close.
Yeah.
I mean, Bama had a clutch drive to take the lead, and then Clemson answered. Deshaun Watson also made me feel we gave the Heisman Trophy to the wrong guy.
I agree, because we did. The LA Rams hired a new coach this week, Sean McVay. 30-year-old Sean McVay. 30!
30!
30! Youngest head coach in NFL history. I'm 35. I feel old now.
Well, imagine how I feel, John or Andy, whatever your name is. I like what the Rams did, though. This is better than recycling Rex Ryan or some other guy who's had 5 chances.
I agree. Give someone else a shot.
Try something.
Indiana head coach Tom Crean can blow a gasket at any time. Yeah. Today he did, at his own team, for missing an alley-oop as time expired. The Hoosiers were already up by 19, and there was no need for the oop. You okay with Crean going ballistic on his own players after they tried to run it up?
Ballistic, no, but I think Crean's right to publicly show disapproval for bad form showboating. Make the point, apologize to the other coach, then have a private conversation with the players. They're young. We do dumb things when we're young.
We all do. NASCAR took a hit this week when Carl Edwards announced his retirement. Edwards was never the best driver, but he had a great personality, 28 wins, and that patented backflip out of the car window. How big of a loss is this for NASCAR?
Well, it's another brick in the wall. I mean, NASCAR already fights declining ratings and attendance. Now the sport has lost 3 of its superstars in 2 years. Edwards, Jeff Gordon, and Tony Stewart. They better put Dale Jr. in some bubble wrap.
No kidding, man. Overrated, underrated.
All right, overrated, new Chargers logo. In fact, it's already been scrapped.
Underrated. How about the old Chargers logo? Why would you change that anyway? It's a classic, and stick with those powder blue unis. Those are great too.
Absolutely agree. Why? Just keep that.
Yeah.
And the powder. Oh, hey.
Hold up.
What's up, Tiny Ref?
What in Sam hell are we doing here right now? You have an answer?
Yeah, we're trying to get through
trying
the show, and then we got
to. Real smart. How about you? Thumb.
You called
look
him
like a thumb.
A
I'm
thumb?
I'm saying you look. 1 minute.
He called you a thumb. All right, it's
like
1 minute.
Like a thumb?
Greg is in Norwalk, and Greg, for the Who's in Your Five, you have a question.
Yeah, I'm wondering why Micah Hyde and Brian Bulaga aren't in there when Sheriff and Greenway both didn't make the playoffs. How can you not put them in the top 5?
Well, it's individual rankings, not based on your team. So it's,
but I rank what they've done.
What?
look what they've done. Look at their teams. Look at the way they're playing.
No, like it's like individual rankings. As like, you know, Sheriff's made a Pro Bowl. Bulaga hasn't made one. Hyde is barely a starter. So that's why I went with those guys. It's individual rankings of the Hawkeyes, not teams. If we went team, all the Packers would be on there for sure.
All right. Thank you. Becky and Bondurant, quick thought, Becky.
Hey, just a note for Steve Prohm, we ought to follow Fran. You be prepared for a game. You bench your starters if they're dogging it, and you always make sure they're giving 100%, and we will win more games that way.
Fran did that today. He benched all the starters in the second half.
Thank you, Becky. Cheeser, we'll have the final word. Cheeser.
What's up, guys? How are you?
What's happening?
How are you doing with the Chiefs, Cheeser?
Even though my Cyclones lost this weekend, I'll beat Kansas tomorrow night 76-73, and my birthday is coming up Tuesday. And guess what? I got a surprise present yesterday for my celebration. My brother-in-law and his uncle in Kansas City got me two tickets to the Kansas and Iowa State game at Fog Allen February 4th.
That's awesome, Cheeser.
Happy birthday to the Chiefs.
Yeah, congratulations, Cheeser.
We hope there's a big win tomorrow night.
Yeah, that's going to do it for us, and we are back next week, and we hope you are too.
We leave you with the sound-off send-off. A reminder, walking on ice is hard. Please be careful.